From the studio in Crested Butte, I'm Kate Ganap, and here is your daily KBUT newscast for Tuesday, April 1st. Just a heads up for our listeners that this story does include difficult topics, including sexual assault. There are more than 1,400 sexual assault kits currently backlogged in the state of Colorado. That's the topic of the upcoming film, I Am Evidence. Project Hope of the Gunnison Valley hosts a film screening at the Western Colorado University Theater. That's followed by a panel discussion with local professionals Thursday, April 10th. The film follows four victims of sexual assault as they wait for rape kits which went untested for years. I caught up with Project Hope's Director of Community Engagement, Sierra Joy Foreman. She said the film highlights how these kits impact victims and communities.
A kit on a shelf is a person, and they repeat that a few times and share some really intense stories of folks whose kit is still just on a shelf, has never been tested. When they anticipated getting justice in a 6-month period, getting that those results back in order to pursue justice for themselves and for anyone that may be potentially affected by a future assault, those pieces of evidence are more than just DNA. It has everything to do with the individual who has experienced the assault and their story and their ability to access justice.
Foreman said there's a number of factors contributing to the statewide backlog of sexual assault kits.
So when a sexual assault kit is that evidence is collected, it gets handed off to law enforcement, and then law enforcement will hand that over. Whatever bureau is responsible for testing the evidence for DNA, and all of this DNA gets put into this system called CODIS, and if there's any matches with previous DNA, it will show that. And most often, it comes as a result of lack of resources, lack of staffing, lack of funds to test the kits, each community and each state faces somewhat different challenges, but that is the story that is historically told. But in the story of there's a lack of resources, it also shows that there's not a priority to test these kits and that the justice of these survivors is delayed, and justice delayed is justice denied.
If someone has experienced sexual assault, they can go to the hospital to receive a forensic exam. This is what becomes a sexual assault kit that is then provided as evidence to a case.
So when someone has experienced a sexual assault, has been assaulted, they have the option to go to a hospital and receive a forensic exam, and they receive these from specially trained nurses called sexual assault nurse examiners. And its primary goal is to collect evidence of the assault, and that comes in the form of swabs of different areas, and then taking the clothing that the individual is wearing, and all these different forms. And the other piece of it is just to check on the individual and make sure that they have treatment for any potential STIs that may have resulted, and make sure that the individual feels comfortable returning to the medical world and knowing that their body has been violated in such a horrible way. All of these nurses are trauma informed, and so consent is the most important thing to them. They can stop at any time whenever the individual is not comfortable with what's happening.
Project Hope of the Gunnison Valley said their mission is to support, educate, and provide confidential advocacy to individuals affected by domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, and or human trafficking. According to their 2024 annual report, there were 471 crisis line calls made to the organization last year in Gunnison County.
Those calls can range from a whole different sort of things. Sometimes people are looking for support for someone in their life, and they're not actually the one that is experiencing any sort of abuse. And then sometimes those calls result in shelter placements and making sure that people have a safe place to go. And so we're so glad that we have that resource for our community, for anyone that is experiencing something, that they know they can call it at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Foreman said Project Hope provides a variety of resources, including assistance for victims of sexual assault.
In the case of these sexual assault kits that we've been talking about, we can be there as an advocate, as someone that is just with them from that step on forward, because those nurses only have that short interaction with them. They have no follow-up after the fact. So really making sure that people have follow-up and they have people they can talk to that will keep their story completely confidential. We can also provide emergency shelter. We can provide information on protection orders, just help people understand the complicated, sometimes, justice system and who they need to reach out to for different things, just really trying to reduce any barriers people have to pursuing justice if that's what they've chosen, or accessing counseling if really their priority is to focus on themselves in that time and just heal from what has happened to them.
The month of April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
But we, as Project Hope, hope that people don't just think about it in this month, that they think about it all year. The most important thing I want people to know is to believe survivors, to know that this is something that impacts everybody. That if you don't know someone that has been sexually assaulted, you probably do. And just to be able to have conversations around it without so much stigma and without so much discomfort, being able to just speak about it openly and say that, yes, this is a problem, but that we as a community have power to protect those in our circles and to look out for folks as well.
Foreman added, there's other ways to get involved in addition to the film screening.
I do want folks to be aware that this film is very heavy. There's firsthand accounts of sexual assault. Project Hope will have an advocate at this event in order to make sure that anyone who is re-traumatized has support right then and there. But if this is maybe something that sounds like it's too intense for you, there's other ways to get involved, other ways to get connected. We'll have a community window at Treads and Threads that's up all month that folks can go and read survivor stories in a way that is maybe a bit more doable for them. Every person is different.
The film screening for I Am Evidence will take place at the Western Colorado University Theater in the city of Gunnison Thursday, April 10th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There will also be a panel discussion following the film. You can learn more about the upcoming film I Am Evidence and about Project Hope at hopeforgv.com. That's hope, the number 4gv.com. Project Hope is also an underwriter for KBUT. For KBUT, I'm Kate Ganap. Thanks for tuning in.